Hey everyone, it's Gary K, and welcome to another pre-Infocom edition of my Rants and Raves video cast. We've been spending the entire month of May counting down to Infocom and highlighting some of the most important brands that you need to make sure you take the time to go by and see. There's a lot of companies, 900 booths there, Kurt, and they're going to only be able to visit maybe 50 or 60 during the course of the three-day show. And we want them to go to your booth. I'm joined with Kurt DeYoung. You may recognize him, Chief Revenue Officer at Nanolumens. Kurt, how are you?
I'm really well, Gary. Thanks for having us. And absolutely, let's talk about some of the reasons that people should stop by Nanolumens at Infocom in a few weeks.
And you're in the West Hall, booth 717. Yep. That's going to be a fun hall to walk through. A lot of display in that hall. And you're going to go there with some new stuff. I know for a fact you're going to have a new 4K all-in-one. Let's talk about that first.
Okay. Yeah, for sure. I think the demand and kind of integration of all-in-one LED screens has really blown up over the past, really 2 years. Last year, our volumes really increased significantly. And we released a 4K version, chip on board, 4K 0.9 millimeter. And we're going to be showing that. I know there's a big focus on meeting room technology at Infocom, and that seems to be a very strong theme that continues in the industry. And we feel like this is going to be a great product for that space. In addition to the other three size all-in-one units that we have in the Captivate series.
Yeah, and obviously all-in-one has really simplified it and also opened the door for it to go into a lot of spaces where people used to put in projection or even large format LCD. And so you get a product that has better color imagery, is a lot brighter, better contrast ratio, lasts longer. But with Nanolumens, what's unique about you is that you have a bunch of different configurations that a lot of companies in the LED market don't have. Like you've always had these sort of unusual configurations. Tell me about what, I know chip on board's a big deal at the show. Mm-hmm. Tell me about what we can expect, because I believe you're coming out with a new product there as well.
Yeah, there's a lot of integrators that are really looking at these all-in-ones for a lot of the reasons that you mentioned, right? They're really easy to install, very light on the infrastructure changes within a room, mount them on carts, mount them on French cleats on the wall, and having a large variety of units, like, because we've got three HD sizes and then this 4K, it really gives them a lot of, a wide range of choices, right? But when customers are looking to build kind of side-by-side screens or 32x9 screens in those types of environments or really large video wall arrays, and they're still looking for the advantages that chip on board presents the industry, then we're releasing kind of a full product line around our Engage Pro series that's going to run from a 0.7, 0.9, 1.2, and those are going to be on display at Infocom as well, running on megapixel processing as well as Novastar processing. So a lot of flexibility for the integrators based on the use case, the customer, and what the desired outcome is that the customer is trying to achieve.
Well, you offline, we were talking before we went live, and you were saying that one of the things your company is focusing on is sustainability. Mm-hmm. And with, LED sort of just opens the door for sustainability in a lot of ways.
Yeah. Well, I think, we have an obligation as a small company, and we've always been kind of at the forefront of the technology changes in the LED world. We've been in this business for a really long time. And as a small business, we want to be sustainable. Like we have an active sustainability statement on our website. We're really looking for ways that we can engineer more eco-friendly, more efficient, power efficient solutions every time we're releasing a new product. And that's really kind of one of the major things with this Engage Pro, it being chip on board, which less components, less friction in the system, less resistance to the electrical currents, and therefore, it's going to produce less heat at a higher brightness level. And going into common cathode types of solutions, those two technologies really complement one another. And the solutions that we're going to show at Infocom are generally about 30% more efficient than a standard, like our, just take our product line. into question or like in comparison, it's 30% more efficient than our SMD version of the same product. The quality is still, you know, quite good, but it's 30% more efficient. And we're not even done there. We've got plans in early 2025 to release even more efficient solutions and do what we can to kind of push the industry in this direction.
So you always have always been able to find a way to put LED into places that most other companies can't. I mean, you've, you've always had this sort of like, freedom of design concept. And I think you're going to use that as part of the draw. And again, remember, you're in West Hall 717. People are not going to not go. I mean, you've got killer display technology, but talk about the design freedom that you're giving people with your LEDs versus the others that are out there.
Yeah, that's a great point, Gary. I mean, that's really part of the DNA of the company. Like when I started here in 2021, 90% of the conversations I had with integration partners and our systems integrators were, I said, what do you know about nanolumens? They would say, oh, you guys do the crazy stuff. And I'm like, yeah, sure, we'll do the crazy stuff. And we'll do projects that other companies aren't comfortable doing or they don't want to do it. And really, we've tried to retain that kind of DNA in the business while educating the market that we do flat screens on the wall. We do all-in-one screens. We'll do outdoor projects. We're really a full-service LED company, but our heritage and our DNA is really around design. And that's why we have more design people than we have salespeople by far. And they're free, you know, they understand what architects are trying to achieve. They understand the needs of our design teams that we work with, whether they're content creation companies, experienced design firms, fabricators, and so forth and so on. I mean, we deal with such a cross section of the business that we have to be able to deliver that value and supplement their level of knowledge about how to integrate our technology into the built environment. And I think we do that better than most companies. I'd like to say better than anybody, but that would be probably incorrect, but better than most companies, I think we have the answers and likely we've done that type of thing in the past.
And you're also thinking about, you know, remote monitoring and management of these systems as well, way ahead of most of the other LED companies out there. I know that's going to be something you're going to show at Infocom.
Yeah, I think we showed our Nano Suite application for the first time at Infocom 2023. We won a commercial integrator award, installation product of the year. And we were still in beta, right? When we received that award, the platform was recognized again at ISC this past year, in 2024 in Barcelona. We were super excited about that recognition as well. And we think that, you know, over time as customers, especially enterprise buyers, right? You deal with these big Fortune 500 companies, they're looking for standards and they're looking for ways that they can alleviate pressure within their IT systems, and they just want things to work. So this gives us an opportunity to help our integrators integrate our RMM system, our remote management and monitoring system, into whatever platform they're offering, right? It could be a ServiceNow platform, it could be a proprietary platform that they've branded, but we've got the relevant APIs required to integrate our solution into their solution. So it's really an integrator focused platform that allows them to augment the level of service that they can provide to their customers. And we really feel as though this is going to become, in my opinion, right, and I'm not the smartest guy, but I think this is going to become table stakes over the next few years for.
I agree with you.
Yeah. Enterprise customers that are saying, OK, I've got your screens. And we've got one right now who's asking us this exact same question. We've got 5 installations in the U.S. We've got 6 in Europe. How do you guys manage all of these, you know, from Atlanta? And the answer is we can do it today, right? Through NanoSuite, we can do this today in support of our integration partner in that region that deals with that enterprise customer on a transactional basis and really creating the experiences that they're trying to create.
Yeah, I agree with you too, because I think the simplifying the management of these things is going to be really important. And the only way to do that is with remote management. Some kind of cloud-based system, but also it'll also help people get into AV as a service as well, which I think is another thing we could talk about another time. But Westall Boost 717 nanolumens. You can, of course, go to nanolumens.com right now and check them out. We're going to go there and shoot videos on all these new, all the new products he's talking about and everything else they have on the show floor. If you want to see that, if you're watching this during the show, you can go to raypubs.com/infocom. We'll get those videos put up within 24 hours of shooting them. In the meantime, all of our coverage is already there that has happened so far. We'll see you at the show, Kurt.
Hey, we'll see you there too, Gary. And come on by 717 West Hall and check out Nanolumens. And we'd love to meet you and talk about what we're doing at the show and what we have in the future, right?
So yeah, excited. Check it out. And definitely make them part of your stop at Infocom. And of course, all of our Infocom coverage at raypubs.com/Infocom.